And by the way, for those of you who are joining us, and again, you're new, this is Vance Rogers, and I am a Diamond Wellness Consultant with Tika. My wife and I have been at this for 15 years now, the last 13 full-time, and I will never claim to know everything, and yet, however, during the last 15 years, I've learned a thing or two, so hopefully I can, you know, assist you in that form. So, who wants to go first and kick it off?
Yeah, it's Sarah Johnson in Chicago. I have a product question. Lactoferrin and Osteodent are both blister packed rather than in bottles, and I'm wondering if it's okay to take those out of the blister pack and put them in like a pill planner to carry with.
We've do that the first of every month when our auto ships arrive. Matter of fact, it's one of the tasks that I have Emily, our 6-year-old, do. You know, I divvy up the tasks every month with the auto ship products. But absolutely, yeah, we pop them out. Just to answer the question of why that is, and that's what you call blister pack versus a bottle, that's just the manufacturing design of it, and a lot of it has to do with marketing. Some people like that, and in our society, being that we're so prone to taking, you know, prescriptions and, you know, different things, again, it's just a marketing thing. And the manufacturer has it set up that way. That's the way it is. So, yeah, absolutely. That's your question, Donna. You can pop those out. That's not going to, you know, cut down the life of them. And, you know, I mean, a month, we should be consuming that whole package anyway. So, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. Go ahead.
Yes?
Yes.
This is Henry Hinatsu from Palma, Idaho.
Good morning, Henry.
The lactoferrin, if you take that, you won't have to take acidophilus?
Well, describe to me what you're taking the acidophilus for.
It's for to get your good bacteria back into your colon.
You know, that's a great question, Henry, and I'm not a nutritionist, but the best way to find out, and this is what we recommend for any of the NECAN products, whether it be the nutritional or, you know, the sleep system or, you know, you name it, the optimized water, any of NECAN's products, if you think that maybe you can stop taking something or stop, you know, alter your routine and go back to something else, try it and see what happens. Start weaning yourself off. I know over the years we've had numerous people, not just one or two or three, but we're talking dozens and we're probably into the hundreds of now, of people that deal with diabetes. Both type 1 and type 2. And what we've noticed over the years is as these people become wellness consultants and they start, you know, embracing the whole wellness home and submerge themselves in that environment, that they're able to, like, let's say Monty Dietz, for example, is one name that pops into my mind, being able to cut back on his insulin. Jim White is another gentleman. For 9 years as a type 2 diabetic, was able to cut back himself completely off all of it. And this was much to his doctor's amazement, because they said, you know, you're not supposed to get better, especially at your age. You know, being in the latter stage of his life in his 60s, they said,
I've been lying day to day and somebody's washing dishes.
Yeah, that's just how it works. But we'll go on. And again, if you want to mute yourself out, you can do that by hitting *6. And then we won't have to listen to your dishes or your conversations.
Hit *6.
*6 will mute you out. And, Henry, to get back to your question, again, if you just monitor yourself, now, the best way to do that is slow but surely. You'll notice it.
In 15 more, okay.
So that's what I would recommend.
Thank
you.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't want to interrupt. This is Sam from Ohio. How you doing?
Doing great.
I was looking at an osteodense order, and I see the calcium, 3 capsules are 600 milligrams. The recommendation, I follow all this very closely, all the calcium issues, because I have the osteopenia, and I've been told 12 to 1,500 milligrams, so do you take the 3 capsules as the evening meal with the osteodense and then take more, of the calcium by itself, or is it assumed that you're going to do a tracking on your food and get the other required 12 to 1500 milligram total? I mean, what's with the 600 milligrams for a serving? I'm a little confused here on that.
Well, Sandy,
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, you're not the only one, because when Nikan introduced the Calcium Plus, I immediately did the same thing that you're doing, and I'd already read that, you know, our basic RDA, which I've been told by some, it's just merely a suggestion, like it was kind of a baseline or a plumb line to go off of, but it does not meet the basic RDA of what we should be taking in milligram-wise. And when you look at the osteodense information, and you come to terms with the fact that if they balls are put it, our bodies literally will withdraw from our calcium bank one gram of calcium per day. Well, we're definitely not getting enough. Well, the bottom line of it is, and I hope this answers your question, do we need to take, you know, more than a three? Any of Nikan's nutritional products, and this is the way that Roger Drummer's always put it, that RDA is a plumb line gauge for a 150-pound adult, okay? So if you're more, let's say you're a 6'2" male and you weigh 200 pounds, well, you probably want to be taking a little bit more, okay? That's just a plumb line. And for kids, it's the same way. You've got a 75-pound, you know, teenager, then cut the dosage in half for any of the nutritional products. So the other thing, if you've got a baby in the background, you could hit star 6 and then we wouldn't have to, I mean, I'm not against kids at all, trust me, it's just, it kind of is distracting. But should you take more than the 3? Well, it depends if you think your body needs it. Calcium is one of those things that we naturally derive from a lot of the food we eat, especially if you're eating a diet that's rich in fruits and vegetables. A lot of calcium is derived from vegetables, a lot more than we'll ever realize unless we really, you know, with a fine-tooth comb, read over the labels. But if we're taking the Osteodense and the Calcium Plus, would you take the Calcium Plus at dinner? You can. Most of the people I know take it before bedtime. The Osteodense, it doesn't have to be taken the same exact time as the Calcium Plus or a calcium supplement that you're already on. It can be taken, it's best taken with meals. Once the calcium is in your body, it will do its job. And again, the Osteodense is best taken with meals because it's better absorbed with something, with food in the stomach. So, Sandy, the bottom line to answer your question, should you take more because you see on the bottle, there's only 600 milligrams. It's fantastic for you. But also remember, yeah, I wouldn't go sit down and start tracking all my food because that's a lot of work. Just know if you're eating, a lot of fruits and vegetables, you're getting a lot of calcium. And then as well, those of us who are utilizing dairy products, you're going to get a lot of it as well through that.
Thank you. As long as we're on osteodense, can you explain resorption to me?
Explain resorption?
Yes.
Well, if I understand it again, I'm just going from the, you know, what's presented on the DVD and in the brochure. The osteodense has no calcium in it. So when you look at the term resorption, well, your body has already absorbed the calcium that we've put in it through the Calcium Plus, through our normal diet. Excuse me. So resorption, looking at it from that perspective, is the osteodense working, and once again, you've already absorbed it into your body, so you're reabsorbing it again, and you're channeling it literally into the right parts of the body, into the arena where it needs to be. Let's take teenage girls who are active in sports and very athletic, whether it's basketball or whatever. For these gals who are not consuming, a good diet that's rich in calcium, and then on the flip side, they're drinking a lot of carbonated beverages, they're doing a double negative on their body because their body does not have a chance to reabsorb calcium from any other source. So what it's going to do, it's going to leach it the day-to-day activities that their body needs to function with calcium, it's going to leach that directly from the bone. This is why countless college age and females in their early 20s who were athletic and drank a lot of pop, a lot of soda, carbonated beverages, their bones are at the same stage of a 40 and a 50 and a 60-year-old woman.
My door so I can hear.
Because they cut, they eliminated that. So their body didn't have a chance to reabsorb calcium from a good solid source. So it just leached it, just stole it, just robbed it from another place. So the reabsorption that takes place with the osteodent, it's that process of literally reutilizing it or, you know, channeling it against the... I'm looking for a better word than channel, but that's the best one that comes to mind. Channeling it to the area where it needs to be. That help, Joe?
You bet. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I have...
Go ahead.
Len Dillman.
Go ahead, Len.
Yeah,
really, this is really encouraging, getting all these questions from such high-profile people, trust me. But go ahead, Len.
Well, I'm just going to add to Joe's question, add to the answer.
You were
describing reabsorption, but maybe she was asking about resorption, not absorption. Resorption is the process where the bones are breaking down. That when you look at the clinical trial results on the NIDU's site, that paper on there, there's two charts. The top chart, the resorption. The bottom chart is the reformation.
You found your little ball and over on both
trees. You get to deal with the same stuff that I get to deal with. This is why it's always scary. Because there's a couple people out there that aren't muted out, and they'll turn on conversation because they're not actively on the call. They're just kind of... I think sometimes that we as wellness consultants, we get brownie points for the call when we're not really pushing it. You know, but I'm not sure why. So, and I don't want to mute everybody out because then I can't, you know, we can't field the questions.
Let me know when the water room's empty.
And thank you, Lynn. That was my question.
Okay. So that's the question.
I have one, too. Okay.
Break it down.
Thank you, Lynn, again, and sorry if I confused anybody on the term. Again, like Lynn has mentioned, if you go to the link, the website for Dr. Naidu, you're going to see a lot of information, way more than the ordinary person can ever use or digest, because there's just a lot of technical information there. The greatest way to understand what this product does is just get on it, start utilizing it, and listen to interview we did last Saturday with all the wonderful people that shared what's going on in their bodies, and then, you know, take it for a grain of salt from there. So, go ahead.
Question about the water.
Uh-huh.
Okay, on the water and in the catalog and then
on top of your cushion.
And all the products that are mentioned out. At one time, they talked about alkaline in the water and the pH factor, and there's no mention of that in the printed material anymore.
Okay. A lot of that has come, and I've had conversations with Dave Balzer about this, because Neekin's always hesitant to be very specific when it comes to water, because any of Neekin's water products, the Aquaphor, the counter unit, the under-the-counter unit, the Pimag water bottle, the optimizer, they can only do so much with what's put in them. So if you've got an under-the-counter, you know, water unit, and you're running your city water through it, if it's really, really bad water that, let's say you live in, the lower part of the Missouri or the Mississippi River, and that's the main source, and, you know, I'm not talking the upper part of North America, but the lower section, that water's already been recycled a few times by the time you get that. So versus living, let's say, someplace like Denver, Colorado, or Colorado Springs, or someplace, Salt Lake City, where you know, it's natural snowmelt water where the source is, the Neekin's products can only do so much. So to say that, you know, if you put this water in an optimizer, you're going to change the pH from this in the acidity category up to this in the alkaline category, Neekin can never do that. You could, in a laboratory study, come up with certain numbers, but that's not going to guarantee because, again, you go back to the source issue. Know that anytime you take water and you put it in the optimizer, describe it this way with people, a four-stage process.
Yeah.
Number one, you're putting oxygen into the water. Number two, you're magnetically charging the water. Okay? Number three, you're infusing more trace minerals into that water. And then the fourth one is you're changing the pH of it, going from an acidic into a more alkaline. Now, if you're utilizing, which we all should be, any water that comes out of an aquaphor or a counter unit, it's already going to be closer pH balance. But then again, once we spin in the optimizer, we're going to increase that pH, I mean, significantly. And you can run it, too. If you're a person that's dealing with a lot of sickness, dealing with cancer, dealing with things in your body that are thriving in the acidic environment, you can run it more than once and increase that alkalinity. Now, I wouldn't sit there and run it 5, 6, or 10 times when it's being overkill. Or especially if it's sat idle for a few hours on your counter, fill it back up, run it again. It's not going to hurt.
Okay,
I never did get your name, who asked about the optimizer and the pH.
Margaret in Fort Worth.
Good morning, Margaret. Thank you for the question. Hopefully that helped.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, this is Mary Margaret. Hang on a second, Mary Margaret. Just a quick reminder. If you haven't hit star 6, the gentleman talking about the extra cars in front of their house for sale next door, if you could hit star 6, that would help us out a bit. Don't mean to call you out by name, but I can call you out by conversation. Again, star 6 will mute your line out, and it will tell you in your earpiece whether or not your line's been muted or not. So, Mary Margaret, go ahead.
This is wonderful. I hope you do this
Trying. It makes for a real crummy recording, I'll say that much, but with all the static in the background and the dishes clanging and so forth. But go ahead.
What is it? I think of getting back to someone who was a brief contact 6 months ago, but I've saved a little bit of data on him, and I'd rather get back with him. What are some tips that work for you on possibly getting them enticed?
Well, first of all, Mary Margaret, thank you for asking a question. It took us 22 minutes to make a detour from product onto business. And again, if you're on a cell phone, sounds like you're standing next to a power plant or a generator. If you can hit star 6 on your line. If you haven't hit star 6, that would help. So this is an ag call, so I'm actually suggesting something. Now, if it doesn't say your line's been muted, then you've muted your line. There's still someone out there. But that's okay. We'll give it our best shot. problem is there's a lot of people who are going to say, Vance, we can't hear you over the top of the power plant generator. Tell somebody out there.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay, well, we made it 23 minutes into it, and I've been forced to do it this way, so what I'll do is I'll mute everybody out, put us in presentation mode. I'll answer Mary Margaret's question about following up and the best way to entice them back in, and then I'll open it back up. So we'll take it. You have to be really quick, and then I'll mute everybody out because otherwise it just gets too chaotic. So hopefully this format will work. Mary Margaret's question again was, what's the best way to follow up with somebody and to entice them back into looking at information? I think the bottom line philosophy is we need to remember that we're not begging anybody. I use that term lightly because a lot of times when we ask somebody to simply look at the information, we can preface it by saying, hey, why don't you do me a favor? And that's not really begging. It's just asking somebody to take a look at what we have with Nikan, because we're really not asking them to do us a favor. We're in the sense of it's going to benefit us. We're asking them to do us a favor in the fact that we know it's going to benefit them in the long run, physically or financially or a combination. determination of both. I think the best way to entice somebody back to looking at Nikin again is utilizing the rule of thumb that Terry Latham and Sherry Dorsey always talk about in the Pathfinder program, and that's simply to keep that window alive and warm. When we talk to somebody about Nikin, set a you know, within the next 24, 48 hours, you know, literally be in that mode of follow-up. Now, I have not arrived there yet, trust me, by any shape or means in that process. So some people, you know, I send them information, it's been a month, and it just hasn't clicked because of the time zone difference or whatever the case may be, and life happens. But it's really crucial to, when you set a time frame, to always never finish a conversation or never put something in their hand without putting a time frame of when you're going to follow up with. Now, if it's somebody that you talked to months ago and, you know, they fell in the category of not now, you know, there's only three answers, yes, no, or not now. And if they fell in that not now category and you're following back up with them, what I always like to do in talking to anybody about Nikin is come back at them with something that's fresh that just happened. How many people have we in the last month since the introduction of OsteoDense talked about the latest revolution in nutritional technology in this product? And then I even send people to, you know, growingandwellness.com so they can listen to the interviews or the stories from last Saturday, and they can judge for themselves. I mean, utilizing technology, so there's something always fresh. I think that's the best way that we've been able to entice people back into taking a look at Nikin, and share with them something that's fresh, something that's current, that just has taken place. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about the products. It can be about somebody that you know just earning the performance bonus and the extra kicker they got in their check, or somebody making it to a new rank. I mean, that's exciting information when people make that decision with the business and things on, and being able to share that with others. Again, it's something that's current, something that's fresh. It's why do we get excited about certain restaurants when they, you know, offer a new entree, or you see a movie trailer or a movie preview, and it's because it's different, it's unique, it's fresh, it's something we haven't, you know, it's not old, okay? It's not, you know, the news, which you could watch every night, and it's usually the same story that they've been talking about for the last 4 or 5 days, and they just put a new spin on it. So hopefully that answered your question, Mary Mark.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Now I'll turn it back up if there's another question, and then I'll mute it back out again.
Good morning, Vance. This
good,
is Tina.
Good morning, Tina. Good to have you.
I have a wellness preview this afternoon, and one of the people there has a heart condition. And I'm just wondering if the magnetics, he has a pacemaker.
Okay.
Is that, what should I do there?
Okay, let me just get back out again.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay, it's not that I want everybody to be able to hear me because I need to hear myself. It just makes it a little easier. Tina asked the question, somebody that's dealing with a pacemaker or a stent in your heart. Number one rule, if you look on any roller coaster, you know, warning or any hot tub warning, what does it say? Anybody with a heart condition should not utilize this ride or not, you know, take part in utilizing this device. Nikin's products are no different than that, and the same thing with walking through an airport scanner. When an airport scanner is utilizing magnetics as the main form, the main source to, you know, power that equipment. So if you have a heart condition or you have a pacemaker or a stent, you could potentially alter that device. Nikin's magnetic products are lower on the magnetic Gauss reading, so 9 times out of 10, it's not going to affect. However, let's always err on the safe side. Why does the Nikin sleep system say, you know, not to be used by women who are pregnant in their first trimester? Well, the first trimester is when the majority of the miscarriages take place, so Nikin just doesn't want a lawsuit on their hands, so it's better to err on the safe side. Now, the wonderful thing is that several, matter of fact, a good portion of Nikin's products do not utilize the magnetics. so you can utilize the far infrared, you know, any of the nutritionals, the water. We have numerous people, I mean hundreds of people who have pacemakers, who have a heart stent, who still wear the insoles because it's far enough away from the heart of that device, it doesn't, you know, directly affect it. But again, always there on the side of caution. We're not medical doctors unless you went to school and were trained to be a medical doctor, but I studied, you know, I went to Bible school and studied to be a pastor, so I don't have a degree or a license to prescribe, diagnose, or say these products will do anything. And what I can always do is err on that safe side and say, you know, if you're utilizing a pacemaker, and there's still a lot of pacemakers out there that are tuned and adjusted utilizing a magnet. So if you took a, you know, a palm mag or had somebody lay down across the biaxial body energizer, that'll really muck things up for them, and that's not what we want. So again, just err on the safe side, Tina, and you just mentioned them, you know, don't spin the heart, spin the mag boy directly over their heart, but a pair of insoles utilizing for an energy test or just the extra daytime energy, absolutely.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Okay, we're back to the noise factor. And just so everybody knows, every time I mute it back and forth, it kind of negates the fact that you hit star six. So I'll just take this right. Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead, Carol.
And if a person wants to use the sleep system, you can take the pillow, the magnetic pillow, into the next
have
the pillow up near their chest if there's any problem.
Okay, so, Kara, I'm guessing you're on a cell phone because you're cutting in and out, but you said if somebody utilizes a pacemaker, take the pillow and what?
If someone has a pacemaker and wants to get the sleep system, it's going to affect their pacemaker's magnetic pillow. And have a position test and pacemaker with a pillow next to their chest.
Got it. There you go. Thank you. In other words, if you missed that like I did the first time, take the pillow of the sleep system to their physician and let them test that as they hold it up to their chest. And they'll know for sure whether or not they can be on sleep system, because if it's going to affect it, it won't affect it. So, thank you, Carol. And Carol is one of those medical professionals that can...
I can also
go ahead, Carol.
From extra pills that the lady remember to look on the ship and have 10-20% of it store. So they're all about.
Carol, we caught about a third of what you said because of the static on your line, but it's okay. Something about 10 to 20%, something like that. But,
you know, another question. Most of on the drugstore shelves.
Okay, there we go. Okay, I'm just going to repeat what I think you just said as far as the... calcium off the drugstore shelves, most of those only get absorbed 10 to 20%.
Right.
Okay. Great. Well, we've got time for one more. Any other last minute questions, comments?
Hi. This is Al. I have a question for you, Al.
Go ahead.
Okay. I need your testimony regarding your dog, legs regarding her race. How long did it take for the race to...
You were referring back to, you said my mom's testimony about...
What, the veins on her legs, the varicose veins?
Oh, okay, yes. Well, you know, it's interesting you asked that, and was it Alan or Al?
Al.
Because we had somebody share last week about the varicose veins, and they said it was quite... happenstance. I can't remember which person it was, but, Jerry Hickson from Melbourne Beach, Florida. thought was all right, and she noticed that within the first few days of her life in the osteodense, and here's somebody who's been on Nikin Prost for 10 years plus. So, but going back to your original question regarding my mom, again, it was just a few days being on the sleep system that she noticed the difference. And it's going to be different for different people, and it'll be different for, with different products. So, again, we don't just sell one product. One product that they have is the wellness home. So if we can use the products in conjunction together simultaneously, we're going to see the synergistic effects of all of them at the same time again. So, but certain people are going to get results and have reactions, positive reactions, faster on one product over another. And it's just a matter of, you know, the trial and error. All of our bodies are different. No two people have the same fingerprint. God created this to be completely unique and different. So but I remember back 15 years ago, literally next month, watching my dad complain for 5 days straight because the flex wasn't doing anything for his back. And then on that fifth day, you know, Shazam, it did this right. And, he's been singing the praises of Nikin ever since. So, well, good. Well, I want to wrap it up at this point. I want to thank all of you who had such wonderful questions. And again, I will attempt every couple months or so to do this, and maybe we'll come up with a better format, or maybe we'll just have people that have a question to call in on the host line. That way we can keep the background noise to a minimal. So hopefully this has been beneficial. I want to thank the 100-plus of you that have been on the line with us. And if there's anything that we can do, don't hesitate to contact us or bring it up on the call. Next Saturday, just to give you a preview of what's coming up, next Saturday, Brad Huddleston will be airing one of the more popular interviews or segments that we've been able to put into the archives. A good portion of us will be out in Cancun, Mexico. And then the following Saturday, I believe that's October 13th, we will have feedback from the Cancun leadership event. Courtesy of people that were there, so brace yourself for that, and I know it's going to be a great time. So welcome to fall. Those of you who are still experiencing summertime temperatures, fall in the Northwest has officially hit. We're down in the 40s now, but I want to wish everybody a fantastic weekend, and those of you who will be in Cancun next Saturday, next weekend, look forward to seeing you there face-to-face. And again, thank you guys for being patient. Thank you for the great comments and questions. And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. So have a great weekend, everybody.